This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers are advancing a plan to cap payments to hospitals. The proposal would apply to the insurance plans that cover state employees. Capping payments would save Colorado about $65 million a year. Small hospitals are exempt from the proposal, but Catherine Mulready of the Colorado Hospital Association says the larger ones that would be affected also have dire finances.
Over half are operating in the red, and an additional 15% have low margins that are not sufficient to meet long-term sustainability.
Oregon and Montana have already capped hospital payments for their state workers. The plan's supporters say neither of those states have seen a wave of hospital closures. The Colorado proposal would also apply to employees at small businesses that purchase insurance through the state. Advocates say that would help smaller operations bring down their costs as well. Hundreds of employees at the nation's climate research agency were fired Thursday. That includes Colorado employees at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. Along with climate research, NOAA operates the National Weather Service. It runs a space weather prediction center in Boulder, which monitors dangerous electromagnetic storms. Tom DiLiberto was a public affairs specialist and climate scientist at NOAA's D.C. office.
I, and along with so many other people, have just dedicated their lives to try and help people, and now we're being punished for that.
It's not clear just how many Coloradans have lost their jobs. The National Weather Service has weather forecasting offices in Boulder, Pueblo, and Grand Junction. One of the top leaders at the Regional Transportation District is resigning. Glenel Horn Jr. is an acting co-police chief for RTD. He was put into that role after a previous RTD police chief was fired for violating policies, including speeding and not wearing a body camera. Horn had close ties to the former chief, who is currently suing RTD for discrimination. It's unclear why Horn is leaving, and RTD has had no comment. The agency is still searching for a long-term replacement. This is CPR News.